Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Indie Horror Talk podcast here on episode two, featuring Jackson Merrill. And we have another guest here on season two.
Yes, we have the voice of Brandon Lester and Bucky Bieber from Shipwreck 64 and Broadside Entertainment. Give it up for, let me try to pronounce your name here.
It's a Wizard Will Pal.
Well, we're off to good start.
Hello everyone. Hello, my shipwreckians.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. Hello. Totally not staged right now. Okay. So.
How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. That's good. Thank God it's today that we're doing this because tomorrow I have to go to a first aid course to put on a resume.
Oh.
In the morning.
Oh, that's. That sounds fun. I gotta work on Veterans Day tomorrow, so yeah, I'm also glad we're recording today as well.
Yeah.
Isn't work fun?
No.
All right. All right. Without further ado, let's get started. So first of all, you're a voice actor, correct?
I'd say sometimes. I usually do art and writing is my main thing. But I wanted to do voice acting for this because Weeks is like one of my best friends. And I think, yeah.
Yeah. So what initially got you to pursue a career in voice acting in general? Like, do you have any?
Well, I don't know. I just like watched a lot of horror like media on YouTube. I just watched a bunch of like horror back in 2020 during COVID, like Marble Hornets and all that, and I just like liked everyone's voice acting and all that, and I think I tried to do like voice acting in my own time, but I didn't really like it until like I finally like just found something in me to like make it public. I don't know how to describe it.
What is the closest thing you could describe to that? If you could.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
So it's just a gut feeling, am I correct?
I don't know, I have massive anxiety when it comes to like my voice online and all that, but I've managed to like tolerate it. I thought my voice was really annoying, but I don't think that's the case anymore. People genuinely really like my voice acting in Broadside, Shipwrecked, and that makes me really happy.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you mean, man. I had a similar thing when I started, like, doing this, because, yeah, my voice is not that appealing to most people, but
I don't talk with an American accent. I'm Australian, actually.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did.
I just didn't want to like to assume. Like,
it's fine.
Yeah, just overcoming that, just that initial anxiety of the sound of your own voice is just.
It's like kind of like a Bob Hoskins effect. I remember like watching Roger Rabbit, and I thought he was like an Italian American until I watched the interviews, and he's talking like in a full Cockney British accent. I'm like, what?
That's acting for you. Yeah.
I didn't know he was British.
Neither did I. I think I've only seen like two of his movies, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit and freaking Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
That's a movie. That's all I'll say about it.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
We're talking about the 1990 movie.
1993.
Yeah, the
with not
the
animated one. John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins.
The original one, right?
Yeah. The
live original one.
Yeah,
where King Koopa was a president.
Wait, what?
I heard a lot of people's. He called him Donald Trump because he looked exactly
like him. I mean, they're not wrong. Whoops. They're not wrong.
That is some adaptation. And after this, I'm probably gonna dedicate the rest of the day to forgetting that movie exists.
Wait, why?
When was the last time you seen that movie?
I don't know.
I think I watched it the last time I like watched it in full. It was when I was 10 or 11.
Yeah, same. It's really weird, man. Anywho, let's move on. Let's move on from Mario. Safar, you got the stage.
All right, then. Okay, so I'll bring life to this conversation since it's been, like, deadly like my ass earlier.
Damn it!
So, no, I'm joking. It's okay if you can't really answer these or not. It's all right. It's perfectly fine. So, I know you got into voice acting, and you did play Bucky Beaver well, from what I've heard in the game for Shipwreck. I did not play it yet, but
yes,
you did a very well done job. But
I'm gonna try to keep this interview spoiler free for anyone that wants to check out the game after this, because I don't want to spoil anything. Anything.
We should probably avoid spoilers entirely. Like,
I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, the game's been out for almost a year, and not many people have played it.
There's still gonna be updates coming. The game isn't totally like done.
Well, that is perfectly fine. You hear that, everybody? Let's just respect Jackson and Wiz Willpower's wishes. Let's just make this spoiler-free
as much as humanly possible.
I mean, after all, Jackson's a writer too, you know. So you know what I mean. What is your all-time favorite piece of horror media? It's a very traditional question that we used to always ask our guests.
I don't know if this classifies as horror, but Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I mean, from what I've heard, it had some horror elements, so I think it counts.
My favorite films on here are The End of Evangelion, which is the finale movie of Neon Genesis Evangelion. It's a really good movie. Pink Floyd The Wall.
Ooh,
Pink Floyd.
Psychological horror. Perfect Blue.
Oh, I heard that's really good.
And 1977's Halcyon.
I don't think I've heard of that movie before.
You know that the poster has the image of the cat with the really big mouth?
It's not ringing a bell for me. I'm so sorry. I don't watch a lot of movies.
It's a Japanese comedy horror movie, but it's really good. It's a low budget. They worked with like a really low budget, but the low budget made it really shine.
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it the one where they throw the cat around?
Yes.
Okay.
I just said the cat.
I thought you said the cat with the big mouth. I was like, no, wait, that sounds like...
Yeah, the cat... The poster had the cat with the big mouth.
I knew it sounded familiar with just Japanese horror comedy. That's what... I think I know what you're talking about.
It's this image.
I recognize that instantly.
What the fuck is that?
It's a cat with a big mouth.
No, it's the cat with the big mouth that kind of like the what's it called when you like when something's so iconic, it like I don't know how to describe it. It's like the thing that everyone like points towards when they think about this movie is this image of the cat.
I think I know what I might know what you're talking about.
Like iconography.
Yes. I recognize that. Yes.
This is the perfect time for me to pop this up in
the
chat. I forgot
to mention. I don't know if this is a horror game, or Cartoon Cat.
Yeah, bro. I thought you were talking about Cartoon Cat, but yeah, no. They look similar though.
How do they look similar?
The mouth, bro. The mouth. Like, am I wrong? Like, look at the mouth. Like, everybody, look on the screen right now and just tell me like whether or not if you see like the resemblance here with the mouth, right? This open, it's wide, you know. Their eyes.
I don't know.
They're cats.
I don't see it, man. I'm sorry. I don't see it.
I was gonna say the Lost horror thing. I was about to say. I don't know if this is a horror thing. It's kind of like a mishmash of genres, but my favorite game, which is probably also a horror game, is either Yume Nikki or Yume Turki.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. I heard it's really good. I should really play those sometime.
Yume Turki is a very big game, and unless you have the patience and unless you get addicted to it, you're probably never going to finish it. Yume Turki is the fan-made sequel, and it's still being developed. I mean, I don't know, it's a collaboration, and there's like over 1,000 worlds in that entire game.
1,000? You're joking. No, I don't believe
I'm not joking.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's why it's one of my favorite games. It's just so big, and it will never be complete. Which means replay value.
Okay. Well, this is new information for me. Okay.
Yeah. Poor Jackson.
I'm struggling to comprehend the size of this game. It's made in RPG Maker, right?
RPG Maker 2003.
Oh my god. I can only imagine.
It's a collaborative effort several people.
Oh my god, imagine it was actually made by millions of people.
Map IDs.
Oh my god.
Right now, there is up to 3,600 map IDs in the game.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, that's a can of worms I did not expect to open today. But
if this video comes out, it will probably get bigger.
Oh no.
The game will never be finished.
It's a never ending.
Unless something
game.
Happens, which I hope it doesn't.
It's like the Duke Nukem of RPG Maker games. Oh no. Anywho, well, on the topic of favorite pieces of media, since Broadside is loosely based off like animated works such as Disney and such, are there any pieces of animation or animated pieces of work that you like or anything, like a series, a show, movie?
Well, I am an artist, so really big one. Probably Don Bluth stuff, like Secret Nim.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that recently, and it's still really good. And All Dogs Go to Heaven and all that. Don Bluth really inspired my art style.
Yeah.
Actually.
Man, he was a freaking legend. Yeah.
Still alive. He's at conventions.
I know.
My friends gotten the stuff.
Yeah, it still feels so unreal. Like, I mean, like, just his work is just really great. And like, I think my first exposure to him was like freaking Dragon's Lair, I think. If you guys remember that.
Yeah, the arcade game, Laserdisc.
Huh.
Yeah, I played it on the iPad when that was still a thing. Like, one of those really old iPads.
This media museum in the city, and they had a Dragon's Lair cabinet. I'm so jealous because I didn't get to play it.
So far, have you seen any Don Bluth movies before? Like Super Nim, American Tail, Troll in Central Park?
Oh, don't talk about that movie. That's one of his bad ones.
I could see so far liking that movie. I mean...
I probably don't know any of these. I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Oh, come on!
Wait. I don't know if this... this is The Pebble and the Penguin, which is one of those movies that they Don Bluth and his co-director Gary Goldman despise, but I love that movie because, and that movie, the main character Hubie, based what is now going to be Bucky's new voice, because I do not like the old voice I gave him. That's still in the game. No offense. I mean, if people like that voice, I don't mind, but I just don't really like that voice anymore. And if I do things for Buck in the future, which is very likely, his voice is going to be completely different.
That voice was the old voice was used in the Shipwrecked, right?
Yeah, in the like little trailer thing.
Yeah. I thought it was fine.
I don't really like it anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. But still, like, I still think it's a really good performance either way.
Yeah.
You're welcome, man.
I mean, he does sound like a cartoon from Disney.
I mean...
It was me in my closet with GarageBand, and I pitched down the voice and re-listening to it, because I still have the file of when I did it. It's the artifacting is really bad, and I could have improved.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can you do the voice of Bucky?
Oh, no.
Well,
please.
Like, I gotta go to like the new one or the old one?
The new one. Oh, if you can.
Oh God, what is he? Okay. I've listened to it. Let me try. Hello, everybody. My name is Buck. Oh God, it's been a long time. I think did do a recording for Squeaks in DMs when we were working out something. Let me find it. Audio.
I mean, that was a good attempt.
Audio.
It was better than any of us could do. See. I can tell you that.
Can I be a voice actor?
No.
Yeah. If you want.
See? Yeah. I could become a voice actor.
Oh, yeah, wait. You voice a character in the game as well.
Oh, wait. Right? No, it's Squeaks does the noises in-game.
Yeah. Yeah, you just voiced the live-action version of Bucky Flash.
Yeah, because because since I voiced Brandon, it kind of makes sense if it's just the costume.
And honestly, if you think about it, that actually kind of makes sense. Because that would just be Brandon doing a Bucky voice, which is...
It looks so real, though, with, like, the advertisements that you see and stuff.
Yeah, I had no idea they were, like, three models at first.
I don't know if I can... If I can find this audio, I don't know if I can show it, because it was for something that we kind of scrapped. But I don't know if we're going to bring it back.
We probably need to get Squeaks' permission if we were going to, like, show it here.
I kind of talked to him before. Hold on, let me see what he said. Well, I think he said something about it on Twitter.
Hey there, buddy. It's me, Bucky the Beaver. And welcome to Shipwrecked. And what about you? Are you ready to become one of the joyful?
Okay, yeah, he said if I can find the stuff I did for that scrap thing, he says I can do it.
Oh, nah. What the fuck?
I think it's good.
That sounds creepy.
You know, it's like I can actually hear the Don Bluth influence now that I can hear it. Can you ask the next question? Blah.
Yeah, let's continue with this. So, my question for you is how did you land the role of Bucky Beaver? Like, how did that start off?
Well, to start off with, I need to probably talk about how I met Squeaks, because that goes into that. So I didn't actually meet Squeaks; he met me. So what happened was I was in one of my friend's mutual servers, who I should keep private because it's a mutual server of someone that I know. And this is when I was, like, developing ideas for something that I wanted to do. And I looked through, like, a creative channel, and he was doing, like, VHS stuff, like VHS effects. And I was like, hey, maybe I should hit this guy up because he can do, like, VHS stuff for me. But then he DM'd me and like complimented me on my art. Like, wow, really? And this was during when Broadside Beach 2 was being made. And back then, I was originally going to voice someone completely different, not Bucky. And I have the audition for that voice. I didn't get to do that voice in the final thing. It was someone is a completely different person. That's still working on Shipwrecked, I believe. As maybe... Let me see who voice acts. Broadside Beach 2, The Wonderful World of Studio Grounds.
Let's see.
It was for Broadside Beach 2, The Wonderful World of Studio Grounds, which came out in November of 2021. That's how long ago
oh my God.
I was in talks with them. Who was it? It was, I was originally going to voice the guy talking at the start of the video. The little narrator talking about Studio Grounds. I'll send the audition for it. I wasn't cast in the end.
Are we allowed to like show a preview?
I'm allowed.
Okay.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
We'll showcase the recordings for each of them on recording and stuff. We'll display something for them.
Yeah.
The Starlings, man.
I sent the tape audition for what I was going to voice act.
Under your chairs, you should have all these nice gift baskets. Inside, you will find a few little treats and such. But the most important part here is your name tag. Don't worry though, we don't have any skeletons in our closet. Unless you're talking about the Halloween prop storage. Look inside your basket. You will find a printed out paper document and a pen. Sign your name at the bottom of the page and we can continue.
Broadside Beach 2, which is the intro. There's an intro in which it talks about Shipwrecked, actually, but it's the old Shipwrecked. It's Legacy Edition, which was the first ever iteration of Shipwrecked before it got refurbished and remade. And a big glow up. You know, I'm honestly impressed at the glow up, actually.
Yeah, like. Oh, yeah. So, funny thing. I had no idea Broadside Beach even existed. I thought Shipwrecked was just its own standalone thing. I had no idea.
It's supposed to be a subsidy of subsidiarity. How do I say it? Subsidiary of Broadside Beach.
Yeah, but like it works so well, like on its own. I'm sorry if I'm like gushing or anything. It's just that.
No, it's okay.
It's just so good. It's so good. I'm sorry.
Honestly, really impressed that I have a friend like Squeaks and Firecat and everyone that worked on the game.
Yeah, man.
They're really good at what they do.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Like, it is so freaking good.
Hey.
Yeah.
And you have to give yourself that credit for what you did. And look at how well you guys did with this entire thing. Like, I'm really happy for you guys.
Yeah.
And I wish you the best of luck.
We all didn't expect it to get as big as it did.
Look at that, man.
But it did.
Yeah, it is so good, man. Like, I don't think I've seen a game, like, executed like this or this well before. Like, or at the very least, like, one that, like, did it. Sorry, just can't find the words. But
it's fine.
So if you didn't get the voice of the announcer, how did you get the voice of Squeaks?
Voice of Squeaks, voice of Bucky.
No, it's Bucky. I'm sorry. I confused him. Yes, how did you voice Squeaks to Corgay? How did you steal Squeaks' voice?
I don't know what message it was. I might be able to find it. When did I ask him? I don't know if I did ask him or he asked me to voice him. It was before July. It was around February of 2022 when we were in the talks of me voicing Bucky. And that's where my Bucky test audio came from.
And it's okay if you don't remember.
Okay. And the day after I got the part, that test audio, a day after I got the part, because he said it fit really well.
And it does. I mean, me.
I'll probably stick with that voice. I don't know when I did that voice for the commercials. Probably before then. I don't know. That test audio, I'll probably stick with or modify to make it better.
But yeah, no. Yeah, the voice worked really well for, like, just Bucky in general.
Yeah.
Well, on the topic of Bucky, Bucky's voice, how did you prepare for the voice? Like, I think you mentioned before, like, you had, like, influence on...
Squeaks' inspiration for the voice was Lucky the Rabbit from Dark Deception, a game which he hates. He's been very public on how he hates that game, but yeah. Oh no, he used that character as inspiration.
That's surprising.
I had my little inspirations for him. I have a video of a headcanon voices. Let me find it. I sent it to Squeaks. Okay, so my inspirations for the voice, I don't know if I should narrow it down. The main voice inspiration I'm going with Bucky is Hubie from The Pebble and the Penguin, which is that Don Bluth film I was talking about earlier.
Oh.
Two other inspirations, which are probably not close to what I want for him, is Bugs Bunny and Quackerjack from Darkwing Duck.
I actually recognize that character. Yeah, like, yeah, isn't he like the toy character with?
Oh, he's the clown guy.
Yeah,
clown
yeah, the one with obsessed with toys and such.
Yeah, but I realize Quackerjack's a little bit too energetic, so I kind of like put him on the side.
Yeah,
and, Bucky's like happy-go-lucky, but he's not that happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard the name Quackerjack in fucking forever, man.
Can I be Quackerjack?
So far, do you even know what Darkwing Duck is? God damn it! Come on, man. The
90s Saturday morning culture.
Dude, that when Disney I was made. Little, I knew what they were, and I was like, what, 9, 10? I knew what they were. How come you don't?
Come on, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about
that. Come on. Spill your secrets, boy. Why don't you
I have no idea, actually.
You know what? After this, I'm going to show you all the entirety of the Disney Afternoon shows.
Fine, Dad.
Just don't call me Dad. Ugh. Right. But I am so sorry, sir, Mr. Wiz.
It's okay.
My friend here is very uncultured in the way.
Oh no! If we have like these segments, can make the video go longer.
Yeah, I don't.
Also makes it more entertaining.
Yeah, man. This is what I do, man. I gotta improvise.
We all have to, man. Like, otherwise it'd be very, very awkward.
Very dry, is like sandpaper. Like you.
Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Like sandpaper.
Yeah, like Jackson.
You're talking about boy.
Nobody.
Anywho, we're getting off topic here. Safargi, can you please answer the next question or else?
Alright, so were there any specific challenges or any obstacles you ever encountered while performing Bucky?
Well, it's hard to just think of like what voice to give a character. Like, I can visualize a character, I can get in my head, but it's hard to, like, get what I think of the voice that I want out. It's like, I'm not, like, some professional voice actor where I could just, like, see a character, like, oh, this is what I think you would sound like, and do, like, a perfect, accurate thing. Like, I've got to, like, actually think about it. Voice acting is not my, like, biggest strong suit.
Yeah,
because on writing is like the thing I dabble into the most.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, man. Like, I've only done like a handful of voiceover work, and I know that shit's challenging in and of itself. Yeah, I don't. It happens a lot, believe it or not.
Like, although I can do impressions fine, because, I mean, the voices I'm accustomed to, but making up my own voice, I mean, headcanon voices I give Bucky kind of help, because they're kind of like auditory indicators, in a sense. I don't know how to describe it. I have it in my head what I want him to sound like, but I mean, when that time comes, I'll probably have it down.
Yeah, well, whatever. Well, I'm sure it'll sound great. Like, or at the very least, you'll be proud of it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, as long as you're happy with it, then
I love Bucky. Don't get me wrong. I love him.
You wanted it to sound good. You wanted to improve on it, so you just want to do a retake on it.
Yeah, so again, you're probably not going to hear the same Bucky as you heard on when this video comes out.
I'm just wondering.
Things change, like, months ahead.
Like as we talk about this with you, because the thing is that you got to also think about it from another point of view and perspective, like, for the fans. Like, I wonder how the fans are going to feel. How are they going to react to the
change? People don't usually talk about it, and I don't mind that they don't talk about it. I mean, whatever Squeaks puts out, people probably won't care about how I sound.
Well, honestly, as long as that, like, people don't, like, feel like, as long as they don't have, like, a problem.
There was, this is completely a different, like, web series, but, The Walton Files, Bon, you know Bon the Rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
His voice was completely different, and then, the voice actor, Ava, changed it, and now no one really has a problem with it anymore since, it's been around for, like, a while, ever since, like, the end of, the middle of 2022. So, with that sentiment, I would just, like, be like, hey, maybe people won't, like, care if the voice changes. Maybe, like, that sort of period, like, where people might be a little bit weirded out, but, they're probably, like, people will probably, like, relax into the fact that this is what I want Bucky to sound like now.
Yeah, well, again, hopefully you'll find a voice that you'll be happy with, and honestly, that's all that matters, personally speaking.
Like, Bon used
to sound like this,
and now he's... Oh, I can't do the voice. And now he sounds like this. And now he sounds like this.
Oh, that's good.
Yay! That's, more voice lines!
That's Bon. That's not Bucky, that's Bon. The Walton Files.
Wrong
that's
series,
what Bon
dude.
Sounds like now, too.
I was happy he's doing
sound
voice
like
lines.
A bunny farm.
No, that Bunny Farm's completely different. Bunny Farm. Well, that's Bunny Farm. I was thinking of a
when,
whole game.
That's when all the characters, like, started having, like, actual voice lines. And then after a while, Bon's voice changed because Ava didn't like it.
Oh my god, I feel so old thinking about.
And with that, there was, like, the period where people, like, weirded out, but then got, like, adjusted to the fact that he sounds like that now.
Excellent. Could you try doing that?
What, Bon?
Yeah.
You just did it so far. Weren't you listening?
No, you. No, Jackson. I'm talking about
me.
You. No, I'm talking about Jackson.
What? Maybe the...
Yeah, do it. Try.
Last time I checked, my name is not Wiz. Okay.
It could be a voice actor. Come on. Anything's possible as long as you believe in it. Am I right? Oh, come on, guys.
I don't know what to do!
Oh, come on, guy. Okay, alright, fine. Alright.
Alright, let's move on.
We have more questions!
We need to go to the questions so far! So, we've been talking a lot about Bucky Beaver, and initially, like, this was written as, what are your thoughts on Bucky Beaver as a character, but you also voice another character in Broadside Beach
Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon Lessler, the in-universe voice of Bucky.
Seems really weird that I'm voicing, like, such an important character, like, really, like, big main character. Like, it's just so unreal.
I,
Bucky now has a plush, and let me check how much like the percentage of people that bought the plush was.
Oh my, I'm sure it's a lot, but I was just asking.
Like, so much people like supported the campaign.
They love the plush. They love him.
556% funded.
Oh my god!
That's how much. And 1,112 sold as of this video.
As
of this recording.
Oh my, that's a lot. I mean,
it's sold out, so
that's a lot of Bucky.
I'm like shocked. Hundreds
of beavers.
I mean, the campaign's over, so you can't buy them anymore. But I hope you're happy when it comes in the mail. It ships December 29th. So. Yes.
Right around the holidays.
I hope you get a late Christmas present that you'll be happy with.
Yeah, but so I was trying to ask, like, what are your thoughts on Brendan Lesler's character? Like
he's he kills people. It's funny. I'm joking.
He kills people. Yes, murder. I love that as a character.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I just love how Bucky looks. He just reminds me so much of like everything I watched and like cartoons and all that. And now that I voice him, which is back then was like only like a thought, was it's just so unreal. Again, I keep saying that.
Yeah, no, I know what that feels like, man. Just like voicing someone. And that's like considered very important. It's just you just have to. It does something.
Brandon, I feel like you're gonna hear Brandon talk soon, but he's just. Oh wait, I shouldn't say anything about Brandon. That probably spoils stuff that happens in the game.
Uh oh.
Oh. You didn't hear anything.
50, it's sort of 50-50 whether or not I will voice Brandon or not, based on what happens.
And we're considering not doing a good job at hiding spoilers, guys.
Like major stuff that happens.
Oh man, we're not doing a good job at hiding spoilers.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I didn't say anything. I mean, people who've already played Shipwrecked or got spoiled themselves who probably know what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't want to spoil anyone. I don't want to get in trouble with Papa Broadside. I don't want to disappear.
Squeaks is cool. Squeaks is cool.
No, I'm talking.
I'm not gonna ask.
Dude, why haven't you played it? Why?
What do you mean? Okay,
I mean, you two looking at the wiki page for this for Brandon, because if you are, you probably know why I don't want to say why it's 50-50 whether or not I'll be voicing him again or not.
Okay.
So I know you can't really speak much on most things when it comes to, like, you know, Bucky and his older voice that he did. And I know that that, you know, because there's gonna be a new voice, you said, right?
Yeah.
And the is this when the update happens, right?
Well, he said I'll be voicing him soon.
Soon.
I don't know. Yes, soon.
Okay.
Soon. Most likely in a new update or something, or an update around along the track.
I wonder if he's talking about like Hotel Investigation Number 9.
Because
I don't think any of us knows.
It's a spinoff.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I don't know if he's gonna be big in that game, since there's like new characters that are also the main cast.
Oh, is this public information?
Have you
Hotel 9? You don't know?
It's a website, dude. Come on.
Wait a minute. The stuff he's been posting on Twitter—that's what it was.
Hold on.
Yes, he's talked about Hotel 9.
Hold on. I'm gonna send you the link.
Wait, yeah, send me so I know exactly what we're talking about here.
Here, it's a
okay. So yeah, okay. I have been watching him on Twitter. He's been posting these VHS tapes for these, right?
It's more so just yes.
We're on the same page then. Okay,
and like teaser images.
Yeah.
I don't know yet if Bucky will be a character in that. Considering it's a spinoff.
I think I might have like seen his model in like the trailer of it, but like I could just be going.
I don't remember.
I'm gonna be for real with you guys. As soon as I looked at the website, the little silhouette behind the little let me look back at it. I see like a little figure there, like looks like cat ears. It looks like that one character from Garden 47. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Garden 47.
Yeah, bro.
Oh my god,
My name is Car.
Yeah, hello, bro.
My name is Car. God, that was terrible.
Bro, I asked you to do a voice line earlier, and now you want to... Well, at least I won't ask you now. Now that I heard it.
I am so sorry, Mr. Wiz. I am so sorry.
It's okay.
I have forsaken you.
Stuff is secret about her Tondian, so I don't really know that much myself. Since Squeaks usually keeps things to himself before he tells me.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, this is awesome. I'm looking at the website you sent, so wow.
All right. Yeah. We should probably move on.
What we were really trying to ask you earlier. So the thing is that were there any lines or any scenes for Bucky Beaver that were cut out from the game or anything that was scrapped? But if you wish,
there was a thing at the start of the game where Bucky was telling the player how to play the game that was cut, and that's still in the files.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's cut.
I should probably.
So there's the lines, voice lines.
There was an entire cutscene at the start of the game where Bucky was telling you how to play the game. That was cut. That's on the wiki.
Yeah, I did not know that, and I was like going through the game's files like after I played the game, but yeah.
I mean, I could send you it, but it's on the wiki, so you probably can find it yourself.
Is it the same wiki that City made, right?
I think so.
Hey, shout out to City.
Yo! Anywho, I did not...
Videos.
I did not know that. Let's see, Bucky Beaver,
I'll send the video so it's easier. There was two. There was one for the legacy one and one for the new one. But I'm gonna send the new one since it's... Because it's the new one, and the new one looks better. Even though it's unused. You sent it. It also has the old voice, so keep that in mind.
You with the controller. You're still here, right? Ugh. Thank goodness. Okay, we gotta find my friends. Follow the red arrow above my head. That will surely take you to them.
Oh my god, that voice is really deep.
Yeah, I don't like that it gave him a deep voice.
I'm just hearing Squeaks' voice for Bucky in the game. It's like hearing Ryan.
Yeah, that was probably why it was cut. But maybe if I could convince him to re-add that scene, I could probably re-record it and make it sound how Squeaks wants. Weeks made him sound in the in-game.
I agree. Well, can't think today.
Again, that's only a suggestion. I don't know whether or not I can do that.
But on the topic of voice lines for Bucky, do you have any favorite voice lines or moments that you did for Bucky Beaver?
Oh god, there was the scrap thing that had really good lines, but I don't have audio from that, nor can I show or have everyone listen to those lines, because that thing's still in limbo and we might come back to it.
Can you at the very least describe it as vague as humanly possible?
It was a Christmas special.
Oh, I think I know.
Has he said something about that? I think he said vaguely about like vague stuff about it.
Yeah, I remember Squeaks like posting something for like Shipwreck 64 Christmas stuff before it came out. I could be remembering things, but
I don't know. I think I don't know if it was Reindeer Spy, which is a completely different thing up to Shipwrecked and Broadside Beach.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the Christmas special.
Hmm.
Let me see if this has I sent audio. Oh, I did, but I don't know if I can send. I'll probably ask Squeaks.
Hmm.
Oh, he said probably yes to it. Or yes, of course. Okay, he said I can send the voice. Oh, wait, this is good. That's the new voice.
Ooh. Let's see.
This is the one you were talking so much about. Let's finally hear it.
Yes.
The curiosity is killing me.
Oh, you aren't aware, right? Curiosity probably got your feathers all ruffled, hasn't it? It's the beginning of the holiday season already. Only one of the most joyous times of the year, you know? I gotta spruce up the place quick. Gotta get it festive. I'm already in a total mess already. I know I keep on yapping on about how excited I am all, but I gotta get myself ready for the big day and...
Yeah, it sounds a bit nasally, and people are, like, critiquing that on it, but nonetheless, they said good things about it. Here's the one of the lines from the Christmas special thing.
Let's give it a listen.
It kind of sounds similar.
Honestly, I can't tell the difference. I think it's great.
Wait, it's...
Well, I'm not saying there isn't a difference. It's just more so it's like, yeah, that's very clearly Bucky. Like, please don't kill me, please.
It's fine.
But yeah. What was the context of this clip?
It was, you know, Giovanni.
Okay.
I think I have the script on me. I think it has the premise on it. Okay, so, Giovanni doesn't like Christmas, and the gang has to make him, like Christmas. But then a reindeer, comes and crashes outside of, I think it's Giovanni's house, I don't know.
Oh my god!
And they have to try and get the reindeer back to Santa's workshop.
This is similar to that one SpongeBob episode when SpongeBob and Patrick tries to make Squidward happy on Christmas.
Oh, so you know what SpongeBob is, but you don't know what Quackerjack is.
Oh,
I see
god.
How it is.
Oh my god. Yes, Jackson. Yes.
You see what I have to deal with, Wiz? You see what I have to deal with?
Hey, we're brothers, okay? We fight a lot, we cry a lot, we sing together, I don't know.
And this whole special is trying to, like, you know, he, like, slowly comes to like it and all that.
Hey, Wiz.
I can't reveal what happens, what else happens in it, because it's still being in the works for a later time. Not this year. A later time.
No worries. You are absolutely fine. But did you know that me and Jackson are actually siblings?
No, we are not. He is a liar. Do not believe this man's words. He speaks nothing but lies. Do not believe him.
Don't worry, I'm just messing around.
Yeah, that line was probably one of my favorites I've ever done for Bucky. Even if it's going to be scrapped.
Yeah,
I'll probably have to redo it when we probably decide to revisit the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Again, it's not canceled. We just didn't have as much resources as we do now because of how popular it got. How popular Shipwrecked 64 got.
Yeah.
Because back then, that's when... only the Legacy Edition was out. The Shipwrecked we know now today was still in development.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to finish this special, because from what I've heard, it sounds really wild.
Again, considering how popular it is, we probably have like a lot more like a budget.
Yeah.
Considering how much Squeeze has gotten so much money out of like the sales for this game.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I really hope this gets made. And it sounds like to me that you're really passionate about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, an episode is special.
Well, it's special. Sorry, brain not working.
It's okay. Yeah, I can't reveal anything else about it. For reasons.
Well, hopefully we'll
it's like an
there.
NDA.
Hopefully we'll get to see more in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe some other stuff if we can do it. Maybe.
So,
not saying we will do more animated stuff.
Speaking on that, since you both brought that up, so to wrap this up, do you think we'll see more of Bucky Beaver in the future projects besides the
yes.
spinoff?
Yes. I mean, he's like the main guy.
So far, that's like saying, is the sky blue? Is water wet? Is this... I don't know. I can't think of a third thing. It's because it's so freaking obvious.
The main guy, of course, we'll see him in the future.
It's like asking if we'll see more Mickey Mouse. Of course, it's Mickey Mouse.
And considering that Brandon is like a major character for reasons, it's sort of obvious.
Yeah. I am so sorry you had to answer such a very...
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, Bucky fans, even though you expected this, you're going to see more of him. And I'm going to annoy you.
Bucky fans are going to be eating well tonight.
In the future.
Okay, then.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for answering that. And I think that's all we have.
I mean, unless you have any other questions that you would like to ask or... on your mind.
How well did you think I do today?
You did good.
It's a 6 out of 10.
Oh.
It's a 6 out of 10.
That's insane.
I mean, I think we did alright. I can't talk. My brain is hurting. It hasn't been working for a while now. I am so sorry.
It's okay, Jackson. We all have our moments. And Wiz, thank you so much for being on today's episode with us. And Jackson, thank you to you as well. I think we'll be seeing you guys next time. And adios.
Wait.
Okay. Oh, wait, false alarm.
I want to mention, if you haven't yet, please... If you want to, please buy Shipwrecked on Steam if you want to play it. Please buy
Please play the game. Please, it's really good.
Please play the game and support Squeaks on Twitter or whatever other socials he has. Yeah. And me if you want to. You don't have to support me if you don't want to.
Please give Wiz your money, please.
Please. No, it's fine.
Give him
fine.
Your money!
No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, please. Yeah. If you haven't yet, play Shipwrecked 64. Please, it is worth your money.
Yes, it's
really
so
good. And
play it so far.
I'd rather you play it blind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except there are parts of the game that probably require you to get help. But other than that, I feel like you should play it blind.
Yeah, don't worry. Jackson will help me since he wants me to play it so badly.
You're gonna be playing blind. I'm just gonna make sure you actually play the damn thing.
Should go in blind. Yeah. Like the best experience.
Seriously though,
Oh, never mind. It's fine.
No, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so
I was about to say, if you're stuck, you could probably look up like a game thing.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'll definitely.
I mean, I just, yeah, just blind is like the best experience. I want people to get scared. Yeah. It's horror.
Well, after all, I mean, I am gonna play it.
I love seeing people's reactions.
Oh my god! Yeah, same here. But yeah, again, thank you very much for joining today's episode, man. It's an honor.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, it's like one of like the first interviews I've ever had.
Seriously?
Yeah, I've never been interviewed for Shipwreck before.
Well, this is okay. This is new to me, but okay. Well, it's an honor to be your first to host your first interview.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, that will be it for today's episode, and we'll be seeing you next time. And please be sure to support everybody on the Shipwreck team. Please be sure to support Jackson Merrill. Go check him out and go and support them. Please. Thank you very much. And we'll be seeing you guys next time.
Support Wiz as well, please.
Only if you want. Only if you want. I'm not bribing
you. We're not forcing you guys, but it's a consideration. Take it into consideration if you'd like. But we'll see you guys next time. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everyone.